This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. There's so much going on in the Umpqua Valley. We want to make sure and let you know about what's happening around the county. And North Douglas County Fair is coming up Friday through Sunday. One of the organizers, Trinity Akins, on the phone with us. Trinity, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So North Douglas County Fair, I was kind of fascinated when I got the information about just how long this has been going on.
Yes, this is our 104th year of the North Douglas County Fair.
I was going to say, what was it like when you started it? But obviously you weren't there. just the fact that it goes back that far, that's amazing.
Yeah, we actually are very proud that we are considered the longest continuous running county fair in Oregon.
Wow. And you think about what a county fair would have been like 100 plus years ago. That's amazing.
It really is.
So
we actually have on our board, or on our board of family, we have a longstanding citizen of Drain, and she is 94 this year. So she's been at the fair a lot of years.
Wow. That in itself would be an interesting story to hear what it's been like for her to attend over the years.
Yes.
So talk about what happens. First of all, where is the event up in North County?
We have a fair located at the Civic Center in Drain. And Drain is kind of the middle hub of North Douglas County. And so we encompass the school districts of Yoncalla, Oakland, Drain, and Elkton. And we also absorb Curtin and a few of the outlying spaces that are just in our school districts. And so we have our local space here in Drain.
It would seem like a really good place to do it because in that area, if you wanted to go to a similar type event, you're either coming all the way to Roseburg or you're going all the way to Eugene.
Right, yes. And or on the coast, which is another hour from here. So, yeah, we like to keep this as a family fun event, and we keep it as low cost as possible so that all of our participants can just come and have a good day at the fair.
So let's talk about some of the highlights from Friday.
Okay, so Friday, we are actually, this year, we decided to kick it off as a kids fun day. So all of our fun kid events, we're going to have like photo booths and a big water slide. The Wow Truck from Roseburg is actually coming. And we're doing all kinds of fun, old-fashioned fair games for the kids, sack races and egg and spoon race and pie eating contests and things like that. And then we're also going to close the day on Friday with a movie night.
And you've got a queen coronation in there too, right?
We do, yes. We have not had the princesses or the queen court for a number of years. And with the urgings of Miss Dorothy Cooper, she wanted to see the princesses back. It was one of her favorite memories growing up. And so we worked hard to get this going. And we have four princesses this year, two middle school ones and two high school ones. So we will have two queens, queen of the fair and then a junior queen.
Wow, pretty cool.
And that will be at 7 o'clock, yeah.
And for the movie night, can you tell us what the movie is?
We are playing Sheep Detectives.
All right. I haven't heard about that one, but okay.
I've heard it's really fun, and my kids have been wanting to watch it, and I've not let them yet. So I'm like, you have to wait for the fair.
All right. So all of that going on, I mean, this is really kind of an old-fashioned style event.
Yes. We try to keep it as old-fashioned as we can, yes.
So Saturday, how do you begin?
Our parade. We are really excited about our parade. We have had a couple of years where we didn't have enough volunteers and it was not there and it was so missed that we have been working hard to make sure we can keep our parade going. So we kick it off at 10 a.m. with our parade.
And where does that go?
It goes down Cedar Street and then turns onto A Street. It starts around the fire station, and that's where the lineup is. And then it comes down Cedar Street, turns right onto A Street, comes right by the Civic Center, and then disperses down the next street over is when it where it ends.
All right, so that is going to be going on, and then what else happens after that?
After that, all of our fun events open up. The exhibit hall opens, and we have our big water slide that's opening up. And our car show also opens then, too. So we have our car show that's actually, we've had some registrations and some people saying they're coming, that we're going to extend our car show actually down to Anadrine Park around the corner.
And what kind of cars are you looking for?
We actually opened it up to anyone this year. We're trying to revamp our car show. It's been missing for a few years also, and so we wanted to just open it up to whoever wants to bring a really nice car.
Wow, so you guys are really kind of re-engaging this whole event.
We are truly trying, yes.
Now, there's something I see on your schedule here. One More Time Marching Band.
I am not in charge of that person, so I don't know who they are. I'm excited to hear them, and I know that they're going to be in the parade, and they're going to take the stage right after the parade.
And I know you've got other music, and tell us about some of the other fun during the day.
So one of the fun things we have is the pie auction. It is actually a pie competition where local bakers bring their pies. It has to be homemade from the bottom crust all the way to the top, from scratch, and we bring them all in. We have three judges that judge them, and then we give the winner their prizes, and then we take it to the main stage and we auction them all off.
And then you
it's
eat
one of our biggest fundraisers.
And then somebody gets to eat them.
Yes. Well, if you buy them, you get to eat them.
All right. So does it come with a fork?
We do have forks on site.
All right. Let's go from there and take us to the rest of Saturday.
Okay, so after the pie auction, we are super excited that we have our Lumberjack Games. They have actually been missing for a couple of years also, just from lack of volunteers. And this year we got enough people to band together, and we're having some old-fashioned Lumberjack Games.
Wow, pretty cool. And more live music later in the day too, I see.
Yes, we have the Boer family that's going to play before the pie auction. And then they're just a local family that has played for all of their lives, and they're just going to come and help us entertain the fairgoers. And then at 7 p.m., we're doing the Muddy Creek Band. They're coming. They actually, a few of them are located all over Oregon. A couple of them live in Salem and down in Grants Pass and things like that. And they're coming up, and we're really excited for them. I've heard them before.
All right. And then on Sunday, what happens?
On Sunday, we had put out a post last year about what people wanted to see come back to the fair. And one of the things we had come up multiple times was bringing church to the fair. And that has been a longstanding tradition, and we wanted to bring it back this year. So we will have church at the fair at 10:30, and then we have gospel hour following that. And then we just have the exhibit hall is still open for pickup, and we still have our vendor market and our ice cream parlor is going to be open. But that just we like to end our fair with some worship.
So how many people did it take to get all this put together?
Well, we have a board of five, and then we have other coordinators that come around to help us out. And so right now we're about 10 strong that meet. Right now we're meeting weekly. And then we have all kind of a lot of friends and family and community members that have stepped up to help volunteer and help man the booths.
All right. So 104 years of the North Douglas County Fair. You've got to be pretty excited to have it here this week and next week. You can sleep.
Yeah, right. I need to go take a vacation on Monday.
So if people want to find out more about the event before they head that direction, where can they go?
Well, we are on Facebook, just North Douglas Fair or North Douglas County Fair on Facebook. We keep posting all of our events and flyers, but also you can just go onto our website. It's ndcountyfair.org. Our full schedule, list of events and things. You can read up about our princesses and see all their profiles before you come to the coronation on Friday, if you'd like. But Facebook and our website.
All right, Trinity Akins, good luck up there at North Douglas County Fair. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks so much.
All right, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KTVM.